Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26. An unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The honor flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C., surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers. The experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that may have never been received upon their arrival back home following their service. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaning chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays or ceremonies. It is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say welcome home for service that often came at great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a couple of days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. And then Huron County District Court today addressed the case of Brett Mitchell Stern. Judge Ferris presided. Mr. Stern faces a felony charge of police officer assault, resisting or obstructing, punishable by up to 2 years in prison. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The prosecution will file an amended complaint for the felony charge. A not guilty plea was entered for the misdemeanor. The probable cause conference is set for July 2nd, 2026, and a preliminary exam for July 10th, 2026. Bond was set at $5,010%. Conditions include no alcohol or controlled substances. Mr. Stern is permitted to leave Michigan for work with coordination through pretrial services. Pretrial services will also determine monitoring for dining in establishments where alcohol is served. And in Huron County District Court, Christy Marie Beaver was arraigned on a charge of operating while intoxicated, second offense, a misdemeanor. The alleged offense occurred on June 17, 2026. Ms. Beaver, represented by attorney Michael Morosky for the arraignment, entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris outlined potential penalties, including 5 days to 1 year in jail, fines between $200 and $1,000, 30 to 90 days in jail, or 90 days of community service, pardon me, possible rehabilitation programs, an ignition interlock device, mandatory vehicle immobilization, and license sanctions. Her bond was set at $4,500 with 10% posted and will continue under standard conditions. These conditions include prohibitions against possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances unless prescribed and being present where such substances are sold, served, used, or possessed. She must also comply with pretrial services for random drug and alcohol testing. The prosecutor is required to provide a plea offer form, discovery, witness list, and exhibit list by July 9th, 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 30th, 2026 at 9 a.m., which Ms. Beaver must attend in person. When we come back from this Valley Collision Center sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
So Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Eboli?
Because Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Eboli.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Eboli, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, the realities of school choice. A nationwide data study tracking the explosive boom of private school tuition vouchers reveals a stark unintended side effect. Public school systems are feeling a severe financial pinch as families increasingly utilize state-funded vouchers to exit public districts. The remaining public schools are reporting sharper budget deficits, impacting everything from art programs to counselor ratios. The report is reigniting fierce debates over the true equity of school choice models across the country. Education advocates are demanding that states alter their funding formulas to protect the baseline infrastructure of public systems. In other national news, biotech breakthrough in cellular repair. A team of clinical researchers in Boston has successfully utilized custom engineering mRNA sequences to completely reverse localized tissue scarring in lab trials. The breakthrough could revolutionize how doctors treat chronic internal organ damage, particularly liver fibrosis and post-heart attack muscle degradation. The team is fast-tracking the procedure for initial human safety trials by the end of the year. While widespread clinical availability is still years away, geneticists are calling it a massive leap forward for regenerative medicine. And in our international news, European inflation shows stubborn resilience. The European Central Bank reported a surprise tick upward in core Eurozone inflation, defying expectations of a summer cooling trend. The persistent pressure is being driven primarily by rising service sector costs and sticky energy prices across the continent's largest economies. The data makes a further interest rate cut highly unlikely in the coming months, complicating the economic recovery strategies of several member states. Market analysts say the ECB is caught between a rock and a hard plate as it tries to cool prices without stifling industrial growth. In other international news, tech giants face massive European antitrust fine. The European Commission has handed down a record-shattering antitrust fine to a major Silicon Valley tech conglomerate over anti-competitive app store algorithms. Regulators ruled that the tech firm systematically suppressed third-party digital marketplace competitors to protect its own ecosystem profits. The company has already announced its intent to appeal the ruling in the European courts, setting up a legal battle that could last for years. The move signals Europe's continuing determination to aggressively police the dominance of multinational tech monopolies. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
We have two obituaries to report at this time. Harold Roy Englehart of Sebring, age 92, went to be with his Heavenly Father on Tuesday, June 16, 2026, while at Shure Hospital. He was born April 28, 1934. Harold married Eunice Ostick. The couple spent 44 blissful years together and left to cherish Harold's memory are his loving children Charles, Michael, Gary, Wendell, Howard, Lisa, and Diana, grandchildren and 27 great-grandchildren. Harold's funeral service will be on Tuesday, June 23, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. Harold's family will be present to receive visitors on Monday, June 22nd at the Ransford Funeral Home in Sebring from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. and again at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to Emmanuel Lutheran Church or the Region 3 FFA care of USA Community Schools. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Caro. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Kathleen Lillian Dinsmore of Mayville, age 81, passed away on Wednesday, June 17, 2026. She was born on February 6, 1945 in Baddox. In 1965, Kathy married the love of her life, Robert Dinsmore. Left to cherish Kathy's memory is her loving husband, Robert Dinsmore, her four boys, Joshua, Jeremy, Benjamin, Samuel, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kathy's funeral service will be on Wednesday, June 24th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Ransford Funeral Home of Caro. Kathleen's family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, June 23rd from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home in Caro, and again on Tuesday, 10 a.m. until the time of service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Parkinson's Foundation. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Caro. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley.